brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, the first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verses 1 to 18. The apostles and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles too had accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers confronted him, saying, "You entered the house of uncircumcised people and ate with them. You just didn't do that." And Peter began and explained it to them step by step, saying, here's what happened to me. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because they're taking issue with him. It's a violation of the law. And he says, "I was at prayer in the city of Joppa when in a trance I had a vision, something resembling a large sheet coming down, lowered from the sky by its four corners, and it came to me. Looking intently into it, I observed and saw the four-legged animals of the earth, the wild beasts, the reptiles, the birds of the sky. And I also heard a voice say to me, 'Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.'" There were certain animals, as you know, in the old law that certainly you couldn't eat certain things, you couldn't associate, you couldn't even touch certain things. And he said, "Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth." But a second time a voice from heaven answered, "What God has made clean, you are not to call profane." This happened three times, and then everything was drawn up again into the sky. And just then three men appeared at the house where we were, who had been sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating. So these six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house." So this is quite an event. He has a vision, and then men appear and direct him to a particular place, and he's been obedient to the vision, and he goes to this place in Caesarea, or they were sent from Caesarea. "And the Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating." So they were different kinds of people. "And these six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He related to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, saying, 'Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you by which you and all your household will be saved.'" So simultaneously to Peter's vision, this man in this house, an angel has come to him and said, "Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is also called Peter, who will speak words to you by which you and all your household will be saved." You see, God is working very quickly to reveal. He doesn't always do that. Rarely does he do that. But he's establishing this first of the Christian communities. And he's also showing them what is to be put aside from the old law and what is the new law. And he said, "Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you by which you and all your household will be saved." As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as it had upon us on the day of Pentecost. That first we've been reading, all those readings, when the Spirit first came upon them and they began to prophesy and to heal and to teach. We said, as I began to speak now to these men, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as it had upon us. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." And then he says to this crowd, "If then God gave them the same gift that he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to be able to hinder God? If God's chosen these people to know him, how can I discriminate against them?" When they heard this, they stopped objecting and glorified God, saying, "God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too." Brothers and sisters, how applicable this is to our day. how easily we discriminate, how easily we put aside. Do you remember some time ago I told you the story of when I was teaching high school of a young Chinese student that I had? And he was very, very bright. And we were learning certain different forms of poetry. And I was asking them to put their thoughts in a sentence or two, and then I would teach them the poetic forms. And what he said to me was, why is it when someone is different from ourselves, we think that he's inferior? I'm sure he had experienced discrimination. Why is it that when someone is different from ourselves, we think that he's inferior? We may not have the same categories as they had here in the Acts of the Apostles, but we certainly have discrimination. And we have it in all of us. We're all plagued by it at times. Take a long look at your own heart. Ask the Holy Spirit to root out any kind of discrimination. Treat God's children as God's children. Doesn't matter race, language, tongue, people, nation. Anyone who believes in God is your brother or sister. Psalm 42, a thirst is my soul for the living God. As the hind longs for the running water, so my soul longs for you, O God. A thirst is my soul for God, the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Send forth your light and your fidelity. They shall lead me on and bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Then will I go to the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then will I give you thanks upon the harp. O God, my God. O God, my God. Even if our faiths are different, we can still treat with one another with respect. We can still care for and meet the needs of another, even if their beliefs are different than mine. Look at the human person, so that more and more of us can go to the altar of God, the God of gladness and joy, that more and more of us together can give thanks to God for his presence, for his creation of us, and that more and more together we can find the truth. In the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10, Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate," who is the gate? The gate is Jesus. "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice." Do you recognize the voice of your shepherd? In your own inner heart, do you recognize his voice, his presence, his touch? He's there. Seek after him. But read the scriptures. Don't start going off onto, "Oh, I had a vision of this and a vision of that." It's not usually the way God works. Can, but it doesn't usually work that way. What you want is a life that is in accord with the scripture. And the more your life is in accord with the scripture and the teaching of the church, the more clearly will God reveal himself to you. So stay humble. Take little steps, but keep going in the right direction. Draw as near to him as you can. Seek to do his will day in and day out, and he will reveal himself to you. Whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. We're pretty dense, aren't we? So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. He'll be free. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. You want to be as close to Jesus as you can get. You just do. You want his presence, his life, his teaching, his commandments to govern your life. And you're going to be led into the fullness of truth. And the fullness of truth is a person. It's Jesus. What God has for you is unexplainable in terms of words. We don't have the words. I don't have the words. But union with God, union with the source of all love is beyond anything we can even comprehend. If you choose to listen to his voice and you choose to follow him, then your destiny is union with God. Don't be dissuaded by trying to take small things that end up leading you away from God or neutralize or compromise you in some way. Don't do it. Choose his way. Choose what he offers you, because that's what's going to lead you to life, and it's going to lead you safely, safely to life. Saint Simeon, the new theologian who lived in the year 1022, he was a spiritual master and he was a monk, and he wrote this poem on the love of the Good Shepherd. He extends to me his divine hand and lifts me out of the mud hole. He thoroughly embraces me. He throws himself upon my neck. Ah, how shall I bear these wonders? He kisses me over and over. He lifts me up on his shoulders. Me, who had been so completely worn out and had lost all my strength. Ah, me, how shall I ever describe adequately these favors? What love, what goodness. He leads me out of hell, out of that place and its darkness, and leads me into another place, whether it is still this world or up in the air someplace, I'm really not able to say. This I know, that it is light, and it carries me, and sustains me, and leads me toward a great light. Listen to that. He leads me out of hell. What love, what goodness. Out of that place and its darkness, he leads me into another place. Whether it is still in this world or up in the air someplace, I really am not able to say. But this I know, that it is a light, and it carries me and sustains me and leads me toward a great light. What he's having is the experience of the Good Shepherd responding to him. The Good Shepherd drawing him to himself and leading him into the light that never goes out. May God lead you the same way, brothers and sisters. God bless you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.